In the KSRO kitchen, it is Emily Ashlam. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you this morning?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. You've had a productive couple weeks.
I sure have. I may not have been in Hawaii, but I had.
I've been outed. Oh, no. Yes, thank heavens it wasn't anything medical. Someone actually, when I came back to the station, said, "Are you okay?"
Oh, no.
And I said, "Yeah." Well, I said, "Well, I noticed there was a pre-recorded show last Saturday." And I said, "Yeah, I was in Maui." And they said, "Oh."
Okay, then.
Thank you for asking. We did have a lovely time.
I'm so glad.
We've had the pleasure of Nancy Wang on the Good Food Hour for a few times over the years. She's the president of the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. And, of course, all the play goes to Chinese New Year.
Right.
In January, February. We don't think of other celebrations that honor Asian heritage. But today, there's a spectacular event going on, and Nancy is here to tell us about it. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show. And say hello, Emily.
Welcome, welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Good morning, Steve and Emily. I'm so glad to be on the air with you folks. And yes, not only just the Lunar New Year for Chinese culture, and we do have another one called the Autumn Moon. That's you follow the Lunar calendar, it's August 15th. So this year is going to be run, it's a little bit late. I don't know how the Lunar year's counting, and the Lunar, the Autumn Moon is going to be original, I mean, it's going to be October 6th. But checking your moon on the October 6th is going to be this beautiful circle moon. But for us, we can't choose, you know, exactly the day we celebrate because the weekend, then also some or another event. So what you're going to have is tonight at our center. And it's we've been having this event for at least over 15 years. It's open for the families, friends coming over. We provide the barbecue chicken. Of course, mooncake. We're going to have mooncake. Yes, sir. Then the watermelon. Then we have, this year we have a lady going to do the Chinese tea ceremony. It's really, you know, the Chinese tea, we have a tea leaf. It's a little bit different from Japanese, the tea ceremony that they use the powder, the tea. But this is the it's really unique. I think if everybody had a chance, they should come in. And we call this potluck. We like to have all the family coming in with your dishes. Then we all meet together. And last year we had about 200 guests.
Wow.
It was a really unique event.
So you are inviting listeners to attend this festival today from 5 p.m. to dark. It's at 3455 Sebastopol Road. That is in Santa Rosa. So people are encouraged to bring, obviously, family and friends and bring a potluck dish to share. And bring a jacket because it gets chilly, as we know here in Santa Rosa. So at 5:30, it's a meet and greet. Then 5:30 to 6:30, 6:45, eat and enjoy. And then it's, I love this on your flyer, 6:45 to 7, move chairs.
It takes that long.
I love it. And then
you like that?
I love it. And then
we set up all in the yard. Then after we move the chair to our main area, we're going to have entertainment, dragon, a lion, and culture dance, singing, martial art demonstration. That's why we say move. You got to bring your own chair.
And move your own chair.
Okay. Well, it is so cool that you're doing this, Nancy. And then from 8 to 9, there's cleanup. And then at the end, it says, enjoy the moon. Enjoy the moon.
Yeah, right. Also enjoying the friendship and, you know, meet some friends. And some friend we haven't seen for a while, they always had a good time coming over. And I think we have a group coming from Oakmont, the Asian Pacific Islander group. And we have a city council from City Sonoma. Jack Ding is going to be at 10. And our mayor, just something come out. Mark cannot make it, but he always there for us for this event. And also the supervisor, James Gore, supposed coming, but somehow his son has a birthday party, so he cannot leave the house.
Well, that means more chicken for us and more more moon cakes for us. But let me ask you one question before we let you go, Nancy, and that is, where do you get the moon cakes from? I don't know of any bakery locally that does them.
You know, we don't have a bakery, but we have an aging mart right on the Cleveland and Fulton, the one, the aging Chinese grocery store. They're selling the moon cake there.
Hmm. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they got all the different kind of mooncake, from southern Chinese mooncake and northern Chinese mooncake. The taste is all different. Okay. If you want the taste, coming tonight, we have a lot. We have provided a lot of mooncake. You can try it.
All right. So if you don't have plans tonight, listeners, this is the place to be. 5 o'clock this afternoon at 3455 Sebastopol Road in Santa Rosa, the Redwood Empire Chinese Association's Autumn Moon Festival. Bring a potluck, and they'll provide the chicken, the moon cakes, the watermelon, the plates, the cups, and the utensils. Nancy, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. It's free. Just had to bring
it.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Have a wonderful festival, Nancy.
Hope it goes great. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure as always. Back after these messages with another great festival that's happening next week.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9701. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb, and we're speaking to Barbara Hom. If you can't make tonight's big moon festival by the Redwood Empire Chinese Association, put this festival on your calendar for next Saturday. It's called the Many Moons Festival. It's in Sebastopol. And I can't believe this, actually, that I didn't know about this until a few weeks ago. It's put on by the Asian American Pacific Islanders Coalition of the North Bay. And there's going to be them. It's the most fabulous gathering of Asian-themed food vendors, about 19 food vendors, 10 workshops and chef's demos, learn how to play mahjong, learn
dancers.
How to do tai chi.
Yeah.
There's dancers. It's mind-blowing. Barbara, thanks for joining Emily and me this morning. Hi.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. So would you tell us some of the high points as far as you're concerned for this incredible event that's taking place from 11 to 7 next Saturday in Sebastopol?
Well, I'll just quickly run over some of the entertainment that I'm mainly interested in, the food part, as you know.
Yes.
But for the entertainment, we're going to have lion dancers, taiko drummers, a fashion show, a Fijian dance troupe, Hawaiian dancers. They're going to teach you how to do the hula dance. So many fun things.
There's also Fijian dancers and which I love that.
That's going to be on the main stage. And then on the demonstration stage, I heard you talking about mooncakes. We're going to have a mooncake demo, a dumpling demo, tai chi demo, how to basket weave.
Wow.
Calligraphy.
And then mooncakes also just to eat and purchase, of course, right?
Oh, of course. Yes.
And I imagine a million varieties. I started looking up mooncakes and was like, oh, my God, people put everything in there.
Oh, yeah, they have savory mooncakes and sweet mooncakes.
Yeah.
Besides all the dancers, besides the mahjong seminar, which I loved, they learned to play mahjong and also learn how to do origami, learn how to make your own sake. A sake making demonstration, which was pretty wild. And then Mai Guillen is teaching you how to make mooncakes. And then there's also the brush painting and calligraphy collab. There's so many learning opportunities. I especially, I have to tell you, was enamored with this chop suey fashion show.
Me too.
What is the chop suey fashion show?
Oh, well, our beloved Joe Locke is doing a fashion show, and she's been collecting all these really eclectic pieces from different cultures. And a lot of them are vintage, and she's a stylist. She's wonderful, and she's going to mix and match them. And we're going to have people parading across the stage in these wonderful clothes and jewelry.
Yeah,
I guess you had asked me if I was participating, and I said no, not as a chef, but I think I'm going to be in the fashion show.
All right.
It's
going to
be fun.
Oh, my.
Perfect.
That's exciting. Yeah. And the food vendors, I counted 19 food vendors, almost all of them I've never heard of.
Oh, my. They're going to be so good. I mean, this is going to be like a street food that you've never seen. We have the Filipino food, who's going to be doing all this Filipino, like adobo. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, balut. Mm-hmm. Balut is an egg that has its embryo in it, and it's served with, and you put vinegar, or you open it at the top of it, and you put vinegar in it. I know, it's really interesting. And then we're going to have ube, which is a purple sweet yam that they're going to make. It tastes like vanilla and a little bit of pistachio and coconut, and they're going to use this mashed yam in different desserts. We're going to have lemongrass chicken. We're going to have sushi, of course, the normal sushi, and dim sum and chow mein. And there's going to be spam musubi, and there's going to be so much. I mean, I'm going to be so excited. And I suggest that everyone kind of eats a little bit from one and wander around and participate in things and eat some more. So be sure to come with an empty stomach.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, some of these vendor names, these food trucks, Foodie Panda, the Poke Truck, Mr. Dim Sum, Mr. Miyake-san Street Food, Kamir Eats, the street food of Cambodia, Shokako, chicken sandwiches, Sita's Kitchen featuring Asian-style empanadas, on and on, the Tea Nook, Maria Pilar Ice Cream, Boba Thai, Kona Shave Ice. It's remarkable.
It really
now,
is.
The important thing is, how do we get tickets for this event, Barbara?
Well, you could buy pre-sale tickets at Pacific Market in Sebastopol or any of the Olivers. And if you buy it now, it's $10, as is the drink tickets, $10. When you go on site the day of, it'll be $15.
Okay.
So
you can go to those locations and buy them, or you can buy tickets online, manymoonsfestival.com. Manymoonsfestival.com. The important thing is get your tickets now so you don't have to stand in line. It's at Ives Park, which is on Willow Street in Sebastopol, next Saturday, October 4th, from 11 till 7. I'll be there. Emily, you'll be there.
I think I'm going to be
Barbara
there.
Barbara will be there because we want to see what fashion she's going to be wearing during the Asian fashion show. Barbara, it's an exciting event. It's one of the coolest events I've ever heard of in Sonoma County.
I'm so happy that it's a long time coming, and to celebrate our Asian culture and to share it with everyone. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, and we're going to, when it gets dusk, we're going to have a lantern lighting ceremony, and then the dragon dancers are going to parade through the park.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
We'll see you next Saturday at the festival, Barbara.
Okay. See you then.
Okay.
Thanks, Barbara.
Bye-bye. Take care. We'll take a break, and we're welcoming back Miyoko Shiner. Mm. We first had the pleasure of Miyoko's company 10 years ago. She has a new book called The Vegan Creamery, plant-based cheese, milk, ice cream, and more. She'll be joining us live in the KSRO kitchen right after these important messages.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Thinking about selling your home? It's a big decision, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
What's holding you back? A low mortgage rate? While rates may stay steady, your home's value has likely increased, meaning more equity to put toward your next move.
Not sure your house is ready to sell? Connect with us first, as local experts will help you focus on the right updates, increasing your ROI, saving you time, money, and effort.
Worried about finding your next home? There are multiple ways to make it happen. We'll find a solution that works for you.
When you have questions, we have answers. Let's chat. No obligation, just expert advice.
Selling Sonoma, Napa, Lake, Mendocino, and Northern Marin counties. Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit normanhometeamwinecountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Braden Weens of Double W Cattle.
Working with American Ag Credit, knowing that I am an owner and that I do get that patronage, it's reassuring to me that they have my best interest in mind.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
I'm KSRO's Jim Murphy with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Sunny today with a high of 80. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, high 70. A 55% chance of rain on Monday with a high of 69. Rain still possible Tuesday and Wednesday with mid-60s to low 70s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. 10 years ago, we had the pleasure, John Ash and I, welcoming Miyoko Shiner to the KSRO kitchen. She had just written her first 10-speed press book called The Homemade Vegan Pantry, The Art of Making Your Own Staples. And the year before, correct me if I'm wrong, was it 2014 that you founded Miyoko's Creamery?
That's correct.
Okay. And that was a landmark business, which we couldn't believe that this was actually happening here in Sonoma County, based in Petaluma. You were the founder and former CEO of Miyoko's Creamery. You started writing cookbooks, 35 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The very first one was 1990, yeah.
With another publisher, book publishing, was it?
Yes, it was a small publisher, yes.
And you wrote a book on Japanese cooking, the Zen in Japanese?
Yeah, I wrote that. That one came out in 1999, but my very first cookbook was called The Now and Zen Epicure, and it was my attempt to try to bring some sexiness and excitement to vegan food.
Yeah. I've never heard it put that way, but I don't
know. But I think you've succeeded.
Yeah. I hope so.
Well, when we had you in for the vegan pantry, you brought in butter that you had made in your home kitchen in Ocasio, and you brought it into the show, and you said, this is going to be coming out. This is kind of not the prototype,
Was that before we actually launched the butter at Miyoko's?
It was before you launched it.
You brought it.
It was remarkable.
You got a better memory than I do.
Oh, no. It was a landmark moment in both John's and my life.
I was going to say, I've heard it from both of them, how impressed they were.
And John had told you about this thing.
He did.
Vegan butter, yeah, okay.
Right. You changed
so
his mind.
We tried it, and it blew our minds, to tell you the truth. And
you said, my God, okay.
And you said, this is the prototype. It's the commercial one that we're going to launch. It's not going to be identical to this because I made this in my home kitchen, but what do you guys think? And we were like, oh my gosh, if this is any indication of where vegan food is going, we're on board with this.
Oh my God. Well, I should have brought you some of the new butters in my new book.
Mm. Well,
we'll be here next week.
All right.
So what I would recommend is that for many people, just the word vegan is very intimidating. I would start with getting a copy of The Homemade Vegan Pantry. I still make recipes from this, especially the whipped cream, the Caesar salad, and the butter. And actually, I've dabbled in other things like the Worcestershire sauce and a couple other things. It was a really pivotal, important introduction for me, Miyoko.
Well, thank you. You know, the book is, yes, I know the word vegan is in there, but the attempt, what I was trying to really do with the book is to show people how simple a lot of these products that are packaged are to make at home, to take the mystery out of these ingredients that we just take for granted that it has to come in a bottle or a plastic package, and to be able to make them at home that in a manner that's less ultra-processed, a little bit healthier, and cheaper.
You write, quote, this is likely the hardest book I have ever written. What made it so?
Did I write that in the homemade vegan pantry?
Okay. No, for the vegan creamery.
Oh, and the vegan creamery. So this is my new book, and I did write that. And it is hard because this is a book that is really exploring the science of what plant milks can do. And we have over, you know, we have thousands of years of experience working with animal milks in turning them into all these different products, thousands of varieties of cheeses and sour cream and butter and all of this. But the exploration of milk made from plants is really just a couple of decades old. Mm. If you set aside soy milk or almond milk or coconut milk, which have been around for a long time, but they have been used in fairly traditional ways and not fully explored or exploited. So in this sense, this is a new science, and we're just at the nascency of it. And I am just beginning the, I believe, what's to become the evolution of a new art form. And I'm hoping that others will take up the torch and take my research and build on it and push the evolution further.
Well, I love the, you really made it very approachable and understandable for someone who's exploring this world. The building blocks are simple. They're nuts. They're milks from milk from nuts.
Seeds and legumes.
Yes. Those are the building blocks.
Yes.
So if you can just get that, you've already started down the road to understanding how these foods are produced.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what we have to realize is that in the animal milk world, we have typically dealt with three different kinds of milk: cow's milk, sheep's milk, and goat's milk. Sure. You know, there's been other milks as well too, but it's predominantly been those three. And we know that they behave differently because their protein and fat compositions are all different. For example, cow's milk is very rich in a protein called casein, which is responsible for that stretch you get in cheese. And you don't have as much casein in the other two milks, which is why, you know, you can try to make a mozzarella out of goat cheese, and it's just not going to have that stretch. Buffalo's milk will, obviously, which is why, you know, mozzarella di bufalo was the original mozzarella with that amazing stretch. It's the same thing in the plant world. Different seeds, different nuts, different legumes have different properties, different protein and starch and, you know, sugar compositions. And so they're going to behave differently, and different milks will be more appropriate for one thing versus another.
I love that. You have a wicked sense of humor. It doesn't come through very often, but when it does, for example, your quote, milking plants is certainly easier than milking a cow. That's the Miyoko we don't get enough of. I thought that was beautiful, and it's very true also.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. You don't have to go down to the barn and get all stinky and all that.
I think this, at least my understanding in retro-reading the book, is maybe the star in the nut world is the cashew. Is that the most versatile, possibly?
So, you know, my very first book on the subject, Artisan Vegan Cheese, which came out in 2012, which preceded the founding of Miyoko's Creamery, was predominantly based on cashews. Because when I had experimented with various ingredients in the 2000s, it just seemed like cashews were the most versatile, sort of like the cow's milk of the plant world. And because I wanted to streamline the book, and, you know, I was also at a much earlier phase in my exploration, I just focused predominantly on cashews in that book. And that sort of took root, and everyone else started using cashews. They're really easy to use. But I went a lot further in my new book, The Vegan Creamery, because I really wanted to understand how do these other milks operate, and can I use ones that are higher in protein and get more nutritious products? Oh. Cashews are relatively low in protein. Americans are obsessed with protein. And so, you know, so, you know, can I produce something that is going to deliver better nutrition is sort of where I was going. And so I started exploring different substrates. One of my most exciting, most favorite ones today, can I say most favorite? I'm not sure, is watermelon seed kernel.
That's the one. I know.
I mean, it's just, it's something you don't think about. It's actually a very common snack in India and China. And there's a similar seed called egusi out of Africa. And it's not, you know, you're not like spitting out black seeds from your watermelons all summer long and saving them. You can actually buy these seeds in a lot of Indian grocers, et cetera. But it's very high in protein, and the protein is albumin, which is the protein you find in egg whites.
In egg whites,
yes. And so what's interesting about that milk is that it actually forms curds and whey, sort of like Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey. And you can do that with watermelon seed milk, which means that you can take those curds and turn them into cheese, which is really pretty remarkable.
So thank you for doing all the hard science for us.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
I can almost see you in a white lab coat because you've spent thousands of hours researching this.
Exactly.
And demystifying this and making this approachable for someone that wants to get their hands into it and try some alternative non-dairy cheeses and ice creams and butters and whipped creams and all of these. It's very exciting. So can we get these online, some of these products, like the sunflower, the watermelon seed?
Yeah, kernels? So I would say the watermelon seeds are the rarest, the most difficult to find, but you can buy them online. I cite some resources at the back, but most of the other ingredients in the book are very, very readily available, like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds or mung beans or chickpeas, things like that. So most of the recipes are made out of fairly commonly found ingredients. But then there are a couple that, I'm just saying, hey, why don't we experiment? I even have a melon milk where you literally just scoop the seeds out of your cantaloupe or your honeydew melon, and you can make this really refreshing, creamy milk.
So amazing. It's incredible. I am dying to try a watermelon seed kernel mozzarella.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
And do you get the stretch you were talking about a little bit?
So it doesn't have casein.
Right.
So, just like we cannot expect goat's milk cheese to behave like cow's milk cheese, we can't expect plant milk cheese to behave like cow's milk cheese. And why don't we just celebrate its uniqueness and its beauty? Mm-hmm. But you do get a little bit of stretch, but the only reason you do that is because we're adding tapioca starch to that get that sort of texture that people want. But there are other cheeses in it where the watermelon seed just behaves like watermelon seed milk. Right. And that's perfectly okay in my book.
Yeah,
we're creating a new paradigm for foods.
Right. Amazing. It sounds so great. Yeah.
Why do most people say, I could go vegan except for the cheese?
Very good question. And so, obviously, it's tasty. And when I went vegan in the 1980s, don't tell anyone, okay, but I was a cheating vegan, which meant that occasionally, I'm a recovering cheater, by the way. So, I would occasionally just like melt over a pizza or, a beautiful platter of cheese. It took me years to sort of wean myself off of it. Because it tastes wonderful, it's unctuous, fills you. But also, there is a biological addiction to it because it has, when casein breaks down, it releases something called casomorphine, which is actually an addictive substance. And I think nature designed that to keep babies, because milk is for babies. It doesn't matter if it's a human or a cow. But it's designed to keep the baby drinking, so it's slightly addictive.
I know. Yes. Mind blown.
Yes, I know. But it's not spelled, so it's casomorphine. It's not quesomorphine.
Okay. Wow. Never thought to have morphine in the same sentence.
Yes. Babies, either.
Yes.
That's remarkable. Yeah. And so, Miyoko is not holier, purer than now human being. I mean, this is a woman who, growing up as a child, her favorite ice cream flavor was rum raisin at Baskin-Robbins, I learned in this book.
Exactly, yes.
You know the mouthfeel. What you're going to need to satisfy someone.
Yes. Right? I mean, I certainly hope so. A lot of this I'm going from memory, but I can tell you I've fed thousands of people, and people generally leave very satisfied. So, and I'm not talking about vegans. I'm talking about, non-vegans. About just general people who I invite to my table all the time because I love feeding people.
Miyoko Shiner, whose new book just came out, several weeks ago or so?
It came out on the 16th of September, so not even 2 weeks.
The Vegan Creamery, Plant-Based Cheese, Milk, Ice Cream, and More. I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO Kitchen.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Jim Curry, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Drea from DH Wine Compliance.
Since 2011, we've trusted Exchange Bank to help grow our business. From a line of credit to a commercial loan for our new property, they've been there every step of the way. Customer support is always fast, friendly, and thorough, and we love the personal touch we get. With Exchange Bank, we're confident we've got a partner we can count on for years to come.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
A taste of Greece in the Middle East under the Sonoma County sun. It's St. George's 16th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival, October 4th and 5th, noon to 7, at St. George Orthodox Church in Rohnert Park.
Feast on falafel, hummus, gyros, shawarma, baklava, kenefe, and more. Sip rich Turkish coffee, stroll the international marketplace, and enjoy live Greek and Middle Eastern music and traditional Greek dancing.
Admission and parking are free. St. George's Greek and Middle Eastern Festival, October 4th and 5th in Rohnert Park.
Opa!
Touchdown, San Francisco!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of the San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at two locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa and Mountain Mike's in Nevada. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky Kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com. The countdown is on, and when September 30th passes, so do the credits. Save thousands on a new Kia EV, like the EV6 or Niro EV at Jim Bone Kia. Hurry in today before the credits disappear. Visit jimbonekia.com now. Drive electric, save big. jimbonekia.com.
Hi, Barry Friedman here from Friedman's Home Improvement. Life gets busy and we get it. Now you can shop online at friedmanshome.com and pick up in store. Shop anytime, anywhere, from any device. Visit friedmanshome.com. Shop your way on your schedule.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the Chaos Auto Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ashlam, and Miyoko Shiner is with us. Her new book came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Vegan Creamery, plant-based cheese, milk, ice cream, and more. John Ash and I welcomed Miyoko to the Chaos Auto Kitchen 10 years ago, 2015, for her landmark book, The Homemade Vegan Pantry. And the timing is so good because today is the Veg Fest.
Veg Fest.
Going on at the Santa Rosa's.
It's at the Vets Building.
At the Vets Building, yep. Across from the fairgrounds. It's now
huge festival going on right now.
It's a huge festival.
Food demos, tons of food to eat, trucks, all of it.
It's a great way to explore veganism, and there's lots of sampling. There's lots of demos. There's cooking demonstrations. It's really cool.
It sounds like go hungry because there's a ton to try. Yeah.
So the timing is great to have you come in with your new book.
Well, thank you.
So the book is organized easier to more complicated. Take us through the book.
Yeah, kind of like that. I mean, I think the foundation is how to make milk from plants.
Right.
And people, you know, you have to start with a blender. Well, we'll talk about that, the technique, in a minute. But it starts with just making the milks. And there's a whole variety of milks in there. The typical ones that everyone thinks about, obviously almond and soy and oat are in there, but then there's also barley milk.
Right.
And, you know, there's melon milk from your cantaloupe,
right,
or watermelon seed milk.
Pumpkin seed milk
and sunflower seed milk, which actually foams for a barista style cappuccino. So there's different milks in there. And then those milks are used in later chapters in a variety of things, whether it's ice cream or it's making sour cream or making butter, et cetera. So we're building the foundation. The easiest part of, obviously, of the book is the first chapter. And then the second chapter explores, I believe, I don't have a copy. I think it's butter and sour creams and things like that, which are fairly easy. And then there's a chapter on yogurt, once again, which once again uses the milks. There are also some other techniques in there. Yogurt is another great entree to making fermented foods. If you've never made yogurt before, you do not need fancy equipment. I'm telling you, I learned how to make yogurt in Egypt when I was in, actually in 1978, when I was in college and I took a gap year and I was visiting this home and this Egyptian chef showed me how to make yogurt. And it was, you know, I wasn't a vegan at the time, so it was cow's milk. But all he did was warm it up, put it in a jar, put in a little bit of like leftover yogurt, stir it, and he just left it on the counter and it turned into yogurt.
Wow.
Because it was warm enough there. And that's all you really, you know, you don't need fancy equipment. Now, I use a puffy jacket to wrap my jar in to maintain that temperature, but you don't need to go out buy a yogurt maker or an Instapot or anything like that. So, you know, it's just as long as you're making sure that, you know, you've sanitized everything well, then it's very food safe. And it's just a wonderful entree into fermenting foods, which can lead you into things like sour cream and fresh cheeses. And then the more difficult chapter on aged cheeses that involve affinage, in other words, aging or ripening, you know, using different cultures and molds and things like that.
Well, I like the point that you're like, oh, I couldn't make yogurt. Well, wait, do you have a clean, sterile jar? Yes. Do you have a countertop where you can set a jar on? You're in business.
Exactly. And a puffy jacket.
And a puffy jacket.
Yes.
You know, there was something that was new to me because I've made your regular butter, but in this book, there's something called baking butter.
Yeah, so I really started thinking about what is the different, you know, what is animal butter like? And what we realized was that there's different melting curves for different types of fats and oils. And coconut oil, which is the predominant butter in a lot of plant butters, or palm oil, they melt faster. So if you ever take coconut oil and you put it in your mouth, it just sort of like disintegrates into liquid immediately. Dairy butter kind of lingers as it melts. And so I was trying to figure out how can I create an effect that will laminate your dough for baking, because we want to have it melt at just the right curve. And so it's a combination of shea butter and coconut butter in there. Another difference, I have three different butters in there, one that doesn't involve coconut at all. So shea butter has a better fatty acid profile that's more heart healthy than coconut oil. And so my favorite butter in there that I use for every day just spreading on toast is the olive oil and shea butter. So it's made with an extra virgin olive oil and then shea butter. And all the butters only have three ingredients. In my earlier book, The Homemade Vegan Pantry, it was kind of like a long list of ingredients and you had to get liquid lecithin and it was just complicated. You don't have to do that anymore. I mean, it's three ingredients. I figured out it's all in the technique of adding the ingredients and the temperature, and that's it. And if you fail, you can just stick it in the refrigerator and then just re-blend it and it works.
Wow. Amazing.
How forgiving.
And so approachable.
Yes.
Yeah, very forgiving.
We'll take a quick break and be back with Miyoko Steiner. She's our special in-the-studio guest this morning. Her new book launched 2 weeks ago, The Vegan Creamery, plant-based cheese, milk, ice cream, and more. Do you have a website?
I do, miyokoschinner.com. That's it.
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Right after this.
Nick Eichen with Cyber Authority. Scams, identity theft, and online fraud are targeting individuals and businesses more than ever. But you don't have to face it alone. At Cyber Authority, we help protect what matters most. Your loved ones, your finances, and your peace of mind.
Led by cybersecurity expert Nick Eichen, Cyber Authority offers personalized consultations, dark web monitoring, and easy-to-understand guidance to help keep your business and families safe online.
We'll teach you how to spot phishing emails, avoid fake websites, and keep your personal information secure without the tech jargon. Our cybersecurity solutions are designed to prevent breaches, safeguard data, and defend against evolving digital threats. Whether you're helping aging parents or protecting your business, Cyber Authority is your trusted guide in the digital world. Visit cyberauthorityllc.com today to schedule your consultation. That's cyberauthorityllc.com, because online safety should be simple, accessible, and built for everyone.
Tune in to Digital Defense with Nick Eichen every other Tuesday at noon on KSRO.
Stop settling for weak sound. It's time to level up your game and bring the boom. Hit the town with the ultra-durable LG X Boom portable speaker and enjoy vibrant sound wherever you go. Elevate your listening experience to new heights because, let's be real, your music deserves it. The future of sound is now with LG X Boom. And for a limited time, save 25% at LG.com with code FALL25. Bring the boom. X Boom.
At SoCo Private Security, we're all about protecting who you are. As the only provider of 24/7 smart patrol services in Sonoma County, we deliver affordable protection that keeps your buildings, tenants, and business safe day and night. Smart patrol costs less than an on-site officer and includes on-call response whenever you need it. Locally owned and trusted in Santa Rosa, we're here to watch over what matters most. Find out more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Stop the presses! Here's a headline you won't read anywhere else. The shocking recent sale of the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat finds the North Bay's formerly independent local daily now under the eye of New York hedge fund Alden Global Capital.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County, powered by Ungaro & Sons. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitiesonomacounty.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen this morning, Miyoko Shiner. Her new book, The Vegan Creamery, Plant-Based Cheese, Milk, Ice Cream, and More. Joining me, Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. One lucky listener will win an autographed copy of this book at the end of the show. So continue to listen. Emily, something that jumped out for you that of interest.
I love looking in chapter 4 at fresh and fast cheeses. You have a tale of two ricottas. And
yes.
Ricotta seems like it would be so hard.
Oh my God!
To make vegan, but it sounds like you've mastered
it. It is one of the easiest cheeses, and so I've got two of them. One is almond and pumpkin seed, and the other one is my favorite, the watermelon seed and cashew one. Watermelon seed milk is so ridiculously milky, like it coats your tongue with that sort of whole fat milk sort of, you know, mouthfeel. It's absolutely amazing. And because it coagulates, if you combine it with the cashews, it forms just the right curd size to create this lovely, light, sweet, milky ricotta. And it's very easy. You can do it. There's no fermentation. You just need a blender, a nut milk bag, and some sort of sieve or mold for the ricotta.
So cool. And do you sell this anywhere? Do you sell? No.
No. The whole idea is to get you back in the kitchen to start learning about how food comes together.
Right. Amazing. It sounds fantastic.
Something you can do.
Something I can do. I'm going to make it.
Yes,
I'm
going to
do it.
Yes.
I think I can do
you
it.
You are. Yeah. I'm going to hold you to it. And you're going to hold me to it.
I mean, Steve makes, you know, the butter and the whipping cream and all that. So you can make the ricotta.
I'm on. I got to get the watermelon seed. I was reading somewhere in the book, doesn't it say that they breed some melons to have more seeds?
Well, it's a type of melon that is grown predominantly for their seeds.
For the seeds.
Yeah, and it's a common snack in China and India and Africa and places like that. So,
got it.
And we need to start growing them here. And I predict this book will incentivize some farmer to start growing watermelons with seeds.
Amazing.
Are many of these cheeses, are they require lecithin?
No, there's no lecithin in the book at all.
Oh, that's
fabulous. I really just tried to minimize you know, additives and make things as healthful, sustainable, natural
because
as possible.
Because the ones we buy in the store, often they have lecithin in them.
Yeah, they have the lecithin. They have all kinds of, you know, gums, and oftentimes they're just coagulated oil and starch. And I want real food that's going to give you nutrition.
I love that idea.
I love it too.
Let's mention your work with the Animal Sanctuary, which you founded many years ago, Rancho Compasión.
Yes, that's Rancho Compasión. It's a farmed animal sanctuary in Nicasio, West Marin, not far from Point Reyes. And we're in our 10th year. And we started out as sort of a rescue for farmed animals, cows and pigs and goats and sheep and ducks and so on. But really, over the last few years, we've been concentrating on educating youth. So we start out with 5 years old. We have summer camps. I do the cooking for the summer camps, after school programs and field trips. And we work with a lot of different schools that have kids that are either at risk, neurodivergent, physical disabilities, underserved communities, et cetera. And we connect them with animals who are the ambassadors, and it really is nurturing for the kids as well. And then we also put in an organic vegetable garden where the kids get their hands in the soil, and they learn through this process who is a friend and what is food. And you'd be surprised, like at summer camp, you know, I'd have parents saying to me, oh, you know, my kids only eat chicken nuggets and pizza.
Right.
And they're coming back for seconds or thirds on salad that they harvested, tofu, potatoes that they dug up. I mean, it's just amazing. Like, they just haven't been exposed. Kids have not been, they just see things in a package and they think that's what they're supposed to eat. And we as parents are not really doing a good enough job introducing them to the wide variety of food options that are natural and come from the earth.
So this is your 10th anniversary. Are you having any type of celebration?
We are. November 15th, we have a big gala. It's called Cirque du Sanctuary. So it's a circus for the animals, not with animals. We'll have aerialists, acrobats, magicians, and so on.
Wow.
For more information, you can go to ranchocompasion.org. That's like Rancho Compassion, but only one S.
Cirque du Sanctuary?
Yeah.
That is
exactly
so clever.
Very cool.
Is it going to be at Nicasio?
It's going to be actually at Black Mountain Ranch. They have a big barn, and the owner of the ranch was kind enough to, so this 12,000 square foot barn that's used for events, and he was kind enough to donate it to us for the evening. We're really grateful.
Let's jump in the remaining couple minutes to the last chapter, which is called No Waste Recipes.
Yes.
Another favorite. What's that about?
Okay, so when you make milks, nut milks or seed milks or legume milks, you get a lot of pulp left over that's high in protein, high in fiber. And, you just compost it or feed it to your chickens or so. But you can also utilize it to make the most amazing crackers or brownies or whatnot, cookies, et cetera. So I have a whole chapter on how you can just use every component of the plant and not waste. I tell you, the no-waste pulp crackers are the best crackers I've ever eaten. It's not an excuse to use up the waste. I can't tell you. People can't stop eating them. They're so good.
How about that for a sales pitch?
Well, that's pretty good. And there's some amazing other things. Potatoes gratin. You have like no waste chocolate chip cookies. Quite a few cool things in there.
Use it all up.
Your favorite number today, Ryoko, between 1 and 10, please.
7. And probably everyone chooses 7.
Do you want to change your number?
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Okay, we'll make it 9.
Okay. Caller number 9. That's number 9 at 707-636-1350. Will win a copy of The Vegan Creamery by Miyoko Shiner, plant-based cheese, milk, ice cream, and more. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. And out of the thousands and thousands of cookbooks that we've received since 1987, it's rare that I would use the word landmark cookbooks, but the series of books that you have written, Miyoko, in the last 10 years qualify as landmarks because it takes us in a whole different direction of thinking about food and how we can possibly change the paradigm of how we've been conditioned to eat. Not to say guilt trip anybody. It has nothing to do with politics or guilt.
No.
It's just a matter of thinking about what may be best for us in the long run and the planet. It's worth considering.
Thank you.
That is a great compliment,
Steve.
Well, thank you for writing these books, Emily.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. It was great talking with you, Emily.
We're going to follow up with you.
Okay.
What are we going to follow up on?
I think it's ricotta, right?
Ricotta. You're going to make the watermelon seed and cashew ricotta.
I'm coming back.
And report back to me.
Yeah, I will.
And
I am going to make the butter. Exciting new baking butter.
Yes.
Which has a higher butter fat, doesn't it?
It has a higher butter fat. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want those laminated layers, I made some croissants.
You mean I could maybe use these for my biscuits?
You could, definitely, yes. Yeah, let me know how it turns out.
Well, that's my job.
Biscuits with ricotta. I think we've got something that sounds pretty good to me.
I think we're on to something.
Let's do this.
Thank you, Miyoko.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful,
Steve and Emily.
Emily,
thank you.
As always, we'll see you next week. And a guy by the name of Jacques Pepin.
I've heard of him.
I might have heard of him.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Florida could get drenched as the Dominican Republic is right now from a tropical depression in the Atlantic that will likely become Tropical Storm Imelda. Its arrival in the southeast is days away. A state of emergency has been declared by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We know that we're going to have flooding in parts of the state, maybe some parts that we haven't seen before. But the good news is that the storm probably will stay out in the ocean.
Imelda could get a tug east from Hurricane Umberto, which is far